sadness, sickness, fear. They're all words that would be easy to associate with a children's hospital. But as well as the doctors, nurses, and specialists working tirelessly to make sick kids better, there are people around to make them happier as well. And that's where music therapy comes in. I went to Sydney Children's Hospital in Randwick to hear music therapist Matt Ralph in action and to see just how powerful a healing tool music can be.
We love the video from the Rowan's Men's Aid. The doctors and the nurses thought that this was great.
Walking into the hospital, it's much cheerier than I was expecting. Artworks line the brightly coloured walls, clown doctors roam the halls, and Matt is never too far away with his trolley of musical instruments. In a room in an oncology ward, mostly for kids with cancer, Ruby's hard at work with Matt and her family, perfecting the lyrics to this special song. It's a thank you message to the Great Britain Olympic team, who've taken time out of their training for Rio to wish her better in video messages. The hospital is part of a program called Beads of Courage, which they run for the kids in oncology. It means that for each treatment they go through, they get a different coloured bead. Ruby's is at the front of the room, and it's colourful but long.
Which is great. It's just poetically. How do we fit it in there? A big hello to Team GB.
But right now isn't time for tests or treatments. Ruby's in bed, surrounded by her creative team, her parents, and Matt, the music therapist. And they're all working really hard to find the perfect words to finish this song. Luckily, Ruby is pretty on the ball with the lyrics.
Light.
Singing this with me. On my mic?
Polite,
that's... You are such a good rhymer.
Music has always been a part of Matt's life. But when he first started learning, he had no idea that his guitar would end up spending so much time in a hospital.
You walk into a bay with six beds and all the curtains drawn. And I walk in with, say, my trolley of instruments and, hey, how's everyone going? Hi, have a little chat, see a shaker. I've got a new song. Do you want to play this? And then I'll nip around. Hey, do you want to play too? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, that would be nice. Okay, well, I'm just going to pull the curtain back, okay, so you can see each other. And 10 minutes later, all the curtains are drawn, the sun's coming through, all the kids have got instruments, the parents are relaxed, the nurses are more relaxed, the doctors have got easier access to, you know, see the kids. And that's an important role. And that's easy for a music therapist to achieve because that's the nature of music. Is to have a group, you know, jam session.
But Matt was bringing music to these corridors before he even studied music therapy as a Captain Starlight for the Starlight Foundation.
I just wanted to know more about music therapy. So whilst I was a Captain Starlight, I studied at UTS, a Master's of Music Therapy, actually to increase my knowledge as to, you know, why it works so well. And yeah, then when I graduated, I think that was 2012, there it just so happened that this position came up at the hospital, and took a few conversations before I actually realized, oh, I could work as a music therapist. But now I absolutely love it. Yeah.
When he transitioned from Captain Starlight to Matt the music therapist, it took a bit of explaining, but the kids were soon on board.
But they were good about that, and I would come up with little stories about how, oh my goodness, you know, I loved Earth so much that I actually got a visa to stay here for a while, and now I'm actually doing like a human job, you know, so I was this kind of alien music therapist there for a while for some of the kids. But they got the joke, and, they seemed to work through that.
But what really is music therapy? What could Matt do with his master's in music therapy that he couldn't do as Captain Starlight?
As a Captain Starlight, the emphasis is on entertainment and distraction and recreation, whereas with music therapy, you can name your therapeutic objective. You can say, I want to reduce isolation for this child, whereas that's not really in the scope of perhaps Captain Starlight. Of course, you are actually achieving the same thing by involving kids in quizzes and, you know, things like that. But as a music therapist, there's just another focus. It's another layer. The parents would actually talk to me in a different way. They'd want to know more about me, and I just sort of felt as though I wanted to talk to them on that level. So music therapy became an easier way to do that.
Music therapy might not seem like as hard a science as medicine, but it has clear goals: stress reduction, family bonding, and empowerment.
There was a young boy had an accident, was in ICU, started off in incredibly bad shape. They had no idea, how it was all going to go. It was day by day. This boy was really into sport, hadn't even thought about music and at all. Music was not necessarily part of his life, his experience. And here he is in the intensive care unit with very limited movement from the country, family very stressed, he obviously extremely stressed and upset. 4 days, months, a long time in this ward, through first meeting him as a Captain Starlight and realizing that music could be his thing. I had no allegiance to music necessarily. I just saw that music could be something that he could do. We started off by just finding out what he was interested in and having conversations about that. And if you're in hospital and you can't move and the only thing you can do is communicate, well, you want to be engaged about what you can do or what you're interested in. And so he was very much into motocross bikes. So we searched lots of photos and we found out one of his heroes and asked him to come in and meet him and opened up the community to what he was going through. So he felt like there was a large community support for him. We put posters of all his, the motorbikes that he liked all around the room. So they're the things that he likes but can't do. So what can he do to complement that? Well, he could make choices about things and at this point. And so we started making soundtracks to the photos of all the motorbikes that he liked, and then finding video footage of him riding his motorbike and putting it together and then creating music to that. And he started to enjoy that. And then as he started to get more movement, he might play an instrument and we record that. So music was something that he could do. It gave him experiences of success. And it also, during this time we're transitioning between, say, Captain Starlight to Livewire, which is the adolescent program, to music therapy, was being able to show those slideshows and show the music that he created on the TV network at the hospital, which goes across the whole hospital to all the beds in all the wards, so all the kids can see, which took him from his very isolated room to being able to communicate and get feedback from other kids across the whole hospital. And then he got his motorbike fixed by a mechanic up in his country town. And being able to create something together, giving him the opportunity to feel as though he can, with his limited amount of movement at this point, still make something to send back to the mechanic to say, thank you so much. So we wrote this song and, we put it together with some images and emailed it to him. And he felt empowered by still being able to, still be able to communicate and give to the community.
For sick kids in hospital, there are a lot of treatments they have to have, a lot of things they have to do, and a whole bunch of things they wish they could do but might not be able to. Music therapy is one of the few things that's not only fun, but it's completely their choice. They can say no to Matt and his trolley of instruments whenever they want, and that's completely okay. But Matt's pretty good at encouraging kids to get involved, even with the older kids, who can be harder to win over.
I wouldn't necessarily just walk in and say, are you into music? Because if she says no, well, then it's hard for me to... I'm a music therapist. It's hard for me to sort of justify why I'm still talking to her, So I won't say, hi, I'm a music therapist. Are you into music? Because generally the answer will be no. I'll say, hey, how are you? And I'll notice something, I'll notice that she's got some artwork or a drawing. I say, that's fantastic. Did you do that? And and just chat to her about what she likes. Whether it's charcoal or pencil drawings or what influenced her drawings. just finding out, you know, who she is other than someone with an illness. You know, just finding out what did you do 3 weeks ago when, you know, this is fantastic artwork. And then I will perhaps ask her if she wouldn't mind sharing her artwork with some of the other. I say, oh, I know, you know, someone here, they love artwork. Could I show one of your drawings? And generally they're like, oh, yeah, okay. And with this particular girl, we made a slideshow of all the artwork, and which then perfectly led on to, oh, well, it would be good to have some music for that, you know, and then let's get the laptop out, let's get the iPad. And so often with adolescents, they're very much, you know, into technology, and so we'll create some really great things with the iPad. And that the good thing about that is then you've got a file, and then they can share that file, just email it to their friends, email it to their family. It's a really great way of saying, look, I'm in hospital, but let's not talk about my illness. Let's talk about this fantastic, you know, drawing I've just done and this fantastic music.
Would you say that all music's therapy?
I would. Some people wouldn't. You know, it's a bit controversial. Some people will say you shouldn't necessarily encourage children to listen to, you know, very dark music when they're going through a very dark time. And, yeah, there are research findings that actually say that it's probably a good idea to prescribe music just like you prescribe anything. My angle on it is that I would rather them find some way to express or to work through or to find support, and if music is their thing, if they're finding some sort of company with something and reducing their feeling of loneliness, if they're in a way stretching across and relating to somebody else who's feeling this, perhaps that would work against the depressive nature of the music.
But in Ruby's room today, the music is all upbeat. The family and Matt are practicing a few more times before they round up the nurses, record their video, and send it off to the Great Britain Olympic team as they prepare for Rio.
With Nakoda Cat. So let's go from the top. Yeah. A big hello
to Team GB.
Oh, it's strong.
With men from Red Cat singing this with me. We love the video from the Rowan Men's Eight. And the doctors and nurses thought it was great. With Nakoda Cat and Vicky, Catherine and Heather, your love and support will help you get better in Sydney Children's Hospital in isolation, fighting bad bugs with chemo and hydration. Team GB, go for gold in Brazil. Do your best, I know you will. Most of all, enjoy and have fun being in Rio.
Got it. Yeah.